Craig Hoffman.
By the way, I don't know why I'm quoting Clinton Yates and sounding like Chris Berman.
The Hoffman Show.
That's a weird bit. We'll get that straightened out.
On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
It is the Hoffman Show on the Team 980 and always live on the free Odyssey app. Training camp 5 at 5 time. 5 things you got to hear from the podium today. Scott Jackson was there. Did you wind up going to podium today? You said yesterday you were about to leave and they were like, hey, you might want to head back towards that podium.
Don't miss the podium today is what I was told. And because your coach has got something. Okay. I didn't get that tip off today. And I had a jet out of there. I did listen to all the stuff and read it. But, yeah, no, I did not. I did not stick around for all the podium today. Nobody warned me that there was some earth-shattering news, which there wasn't, thankfully.
There wasn't. There was interesting stuff, though, which is what we give you every single day at 5 o'clock. All training camp long, our training camp 5 at 5. Anthony, let's fire up that NFL music, get it coursing through our veins as we listen to Jahan Dotson talk. He was at the podium today. The Rook talked about how he feels, in terms of his progression throughout this training camp.
I feel like I'm progressing very well. Just getting the playbook down, that's the biggest thing. Becoming comfortable out here, gelling with the quarterbacks, of course, gelling with my teammates. But I feel like overall it's been a success. Just taking it day by day, though, taking it step by step, not looking too far ahead in the future, just coming in and working every day. That's all I can do.
It seems like he hasn't had to work. He's probably working hard. Don't want to say like, he doesn't have to work that hard. Like, he's a rookie in the NFL. He's got to work really hard. And just because he's making it look easy doesn't mean he's not working hard. But, God, he makes it look easy.
We were saying that today. I mean, he's just so smooth. And, honestly, it would be shocking if he was bad. Yeah, I mean, seriously, just the habits he puts in and just how easily he runs his routes and just, I mean, everybody that's been anybody that's been out of camp that's seen him is playing the league. I mean, I talked to Santana Moss quite a bit yesterday, standing next to him on the sidelines watching Dotson, and he was marveling as well. I mean, we kind of saw it from Terry, a few years back, and Jay knew it right away, to his credit, and that I think they've got themselves a very similar situation here.
Definitely. Dotson also talked about something that we referenced in our chat with Sam Fortier earlier. The intermediate routes, which should be an enormous part of this offense, starting to come together between the quarterbacks and receivers.
Really, really the intermediate stuff. Just the deep stuff is kind of the footwork, timing. But the intermediate stuff is really where you can see the drastic difference. We're still trying to figure things out. We're taking it day by day, like I said, and still trying to figure stuff out.
The scoring percentages in the NFL, when you have a play of 15 yards or more, jump from 5% on a drive that doesn't have that to 55% when you do. You don't have to hit the deep ball. You do have to get a chunk play at some point, basically, to score in this league. And this is the area that Heinicke killed them last year. It wasn't like, they didn't get big explosive plays down the field, but they couldn't even get any kind of chunks. And to hear that these things are starting to come together, which are some of the harder route concepts because they are a lot of timing, they are a lot of rhythm. They're typically multi-parts. You got to look someone off, kind of wait for it to develop. Like, to hear that that's coming together is obviously fantastic.
Yeah, and it is, like I said yesterday, really Carson was terrific at it. There was a lot of, and again, they don't tackle. So you don't know what the true yak would be. But there would have been some yak opportunities the way the field was spaced and the depth of the routes. And that's what I think has been pretty cool to see, too.
Definitely. Of course, Scott Jackson with us here. It's a training camp 5 at 5 on the Hoffman Show. Let's get to Ron Rivera, who was asked about the new defensive line coach. Obviously, yesterday the big story is that they fired Sam Mills III. Scanina comes in, doesn't come in. He elevates from assistant to the main guy. So how was his first day officially on the job?
I'm looking for a different style, different vibe, a little difference in my philosophy on how I think it needs to be coached.
I still am trying to figure this thing out, man. Like, different style, different philosophy. You just want more energy at practice? Like, to me, like, or is this about meeting rooms? Is this about other stuff? Like, it's just such a weird story, Scott.
You got to believe it was meeting room more so, and just, you know, and again, I would imagine Coach Mills was put on notice. There was something they were obviously not happy with. We know about the issues, you know, last year, going back to last year. The sideline thing that Sam Fortier pointed out about this morning in the Post and talked about earlier as well with Jonathan Allen and Jerron Payne. And, you know, I just think they just didn't see the progress they thought they would. Like, I'm sure there was a lot of conversations about here's what we want to do, what have you. And I know a lot of people are like, well, Ryan Kerrigan's here. You know, but no, Ryan's just kind of figuring this thing out with post-football life and stuff. He wasn't a promoter or anything like that. And, you know, but, you know, these guys definitely didn't all buy into what he was selling. Definitely did not buy in.
Definitely. And it seems like Allen liked him, which is interesting. That
Allen though, I say this all the time, Craig, he is the ultimate good soldier of the Commanders. No matter what, he's never going to trash anybody. You can't tell me he didn't feel uncomfortable with some of the things that happened here in the past. He never, ever on the record would kill anybody. And not off the record either. He's just that kind of guy. He's like, coach coaches, I play. Done.
Right.
That's who he is. That's what's great about him.
It was interesting. Did you hear any of the bites from Gruden with Grant yesterday? Because Gruden was like, I know John likes him, which I thought was interesting. Like, the confidence with which Jay said it made me feel like maybe they had talked at some point, even if it wasn't recent.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think Jay probably heard the cuts from John yesterday, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Although Jay's around every once in a while. I mean, he still buzzes in and out, so maybe you did see him.
Maybe. As for more from Rivera at the podium, was asked about how Carson is indeed coming along.
Well, I think the biggest thing more than anything else is just, you know, watching him continue to work and try and get a feel for that timing with that receiver group. You know, that's one of the hardest things you've got to do, because you've got a group of guys terrifically fast, but they all have their own speed and quickness. And some guys come out of breaks a little differently than others with a little bit more drive. Some guys, it takes a little buildup. And he's got to get used to that as he goes through it. And as you start to see, you know, one minute he's throwing to Terry, who runs a specific way. Then he throws the ball to Jahan, who's really smooth at what he does. And then you see him throwing it to Curtis, who's got this, you know, this explosiveness to him. And it's all three different ways he's got to throw the ball on the same route.
I'm not saying Rivera's wrong there, but, like, no kidding, man. Like, that's the thing that's so funny to me about some of the commentary around Rivera or around Wentz is, like, what people describe as hard is playing NFL quarterback, which is to say playing NFL quarterback's really hard, but it's also what you have to do to, you know, play NFL quarterback.
Yeah, guess what? Not all the receivers run the same speed at every other team either. I mean, it's just, and they're not all the same sizes. I mean, that's just normal stuff. They want Carson to succeed. They have given him everything around him to succeed, I think. In their minds, they are building him up. They're very positive with him. They want him to know he's wanted, and that's all wonderful. But at the end of the day, I mean, he is a 62% passer for his entire career for a reason. You know, he gets in some bad habits. I'd say he can't be successful. Look, the best year he ever had in his life, he was 60%, and they were 11-2 in Philadelphia, and he was the MVP of the league prior to ripping his knee up in L.A. against the Rams. So I'm not saying you can't win, you know, at a high level with the guy, but we'll see. I mean, again, a lot of these other things still have to be answered when games happen, right? I mean, he still gets into bad habits when sped up. His feet get weird, and he tries to rely too much on his arm when he needs to, you know, rely on maybe just checking it down or just, you know, living to play another day.
Yeah. I'm not saying, again, and even to acknowledge those things and say at this time of camp, it's understandable that he hasn't fully adjusted yet. There's only so many reps that they've had. And, of course, those reps are divided amongst all those guys and others. But, yeah, like that's how it works, and he's got to ultimately do that in order for them, he and they, to be successful. Last bite to play for you in the training camp 5 at 5 is on Chase Roullier, who is back in, and in fact did something they would never do with Curtis Samuel. He played more than he was supposed to at a practice.
Chase progressed very well. In fact, yesterday we got a little carried away, and we had him out there a little bit longer than we should have. But he came in and he said, you know, I'm glad we did that. And I'm thinking to myself, we did it on accident. But we pushed him a little bit. And he came out, felt great this morning. But because this was a scheduled, you know, get him in early day, that's what we did with him.
So Roullier seems to be on great track. You know, Ron, at the beginning of the season, beginning of the camp, said, it'd be Rouye and then Logan Thomas. He was asked about Thomas earlier this week and didn't really have an update. I wonder if we're getting close on Thomas, or are we just going to have a huge gap? We're like, all right, cool, Rouye is back. That's great, but some of these other big names are going to be a while.
Yeah, you wonder, and again, I'm not against them taking their time with those guys. I mean, because they were late injuries. I mean, Thomas's was late. The Vegas game was late in the season. Obviously, Chase's was a little earlier, but his surgery was more complicated. As people have seen, I'm sure by now, you take one ligament out of one knee to put in the other. I mean, it's a different story. And like I said, I never want to relive the all-in for week one 2013 debacle here with key players. There's, you know, everybody, Craig, as you know, you're in the fitness world, is not Adrian Peterson, okay? Not everybody heals like Adrian Peterson. Not everybody's going to come back from a ACL and do an Adrian Peterson, okay, which is like a 2,000-yard season. That's just not
I remember reading a quote from Dr. James Andrews, who I believe did the surgery on Peterson's ACL, that basically said when they cut Peterson open, they'd never seen a knee that looked like that. Like, it was like they cut into a cyborg. They like, didn't understand the muscle fibers and, like, how what they look like. They didn't look like regular human muscle fibers. That's how freakish Adrian Peterson was. That a surgeon who had performed on every major athlete you've ever heard of getting surgery cut into Adrian Peterson and was like, this one's different. That's what it was like to be Adrian Peterson. So, yeah, definitely a different recovery timeline for each and every person, and we'll see what the timeline ultimately is for Thomas and Young, but good that Rouye is certainly on or ahead of schedule, playing well in camp. That's Scott Jackson in with us today here on The Hoffman Show, and he is a picky eater, and so is our producer, Anthony Haney. The question is, who is pickier? So you can tweet us your favorite food at Hoffman Show or call in 301-230-0980. We want your favorite food, and we're going to see if Scott and Anthony like it. Who's the pickier eater? We solve the mystery next on the Team 980.